Michigan-based team in Fairbanks is recovering and restoring what's left of an historic aircraft known as Sandbar Mitchell. Before starting their work, the group placed a plaque at the site of the plane crash that occurred on a Tanana River sandbar near Fairbanks 44 years ago. It remembers the Mitchell B-25 bomber that went down while in service as a firefighting air tanker on June 27, 1969. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The click of wrenches mixes with the chirp of birds and buzz of mosquitoes in a small sun-seared clearing in the willows along the Tanana River. A group of guys in black t-shirts with Sandbar Mitchell recovery team on them are disassembling a hunk of dull silver-colored wreckage. Their leader, Brighton, Michigan-based aircraft mechanic Patrick Mahalik, describes what they're after.
The piece here, the main section, is about 30 feet long from wing tip to wing tip, or where the stubs you'd call it. And then there's probably about a good 16 feet of actual fuselage.
It doesn't look worthwhile, but the center section is the backbone of an aircraft Mahalik plans to fully build out. Volunteer crew members David Fox and 15-year-old Logan Kacharik carefully remove a wing flap.
Last one. That's the last one. You ready? Yep, you're going to pull and give a little wiggle. Here we go. Okay, well, you walk backwards.
Wait till you guys get that pulled off.
Cool.
Excellent.
For 30-year-old World War II aviation fanatic Mahalik, getting the Sandbar Mitchell is a key step in a long journey.
This plane has fascinated me since I was probably Logan's age, and you know, I knew about by doing research with the CAP records, and you know, it just, you know, led one thing to another to being able to get a hold of the family, get the ownership rights of the airplane from the family, and then, you know, had all these great people up here in Alaska that helped us out, you know, getting all the permits, all the necessary stuff with Fort Wainwright, and then, you know, the locals there volunteering, bringing us out here with their airboats and all that. I mean, we're just grateful.
Mahalik estimates there are only about 100 B-25s left in the world, including many in similar derelict condition. A pair of aviation documentary makers are in Fairbanks filming the recovery. Director Adam White understands the value of what looks like airplane junk.
It's almost worth any money to go and retrieve it. If you find a center section of a B-25 somewhere, go get it, because whatever money's going to be spent is going to be less than recreating it.
White's partner, producer Kara Martinelli, describes the Sandbar Mitchell operation as atypical of restoration projects.
It's mostly a millionaire's club sort of thing, and this being a group that's paid to come out and volunteer and work on it certainly says something about the people who are here.
This whole airplane has been done, as I call it, on a ramen noodle budget.
Mahalik and project partner Todd Trainer raised $27,000 through Kickstarter for the Fairbanks recovery operation and caught the attention of a Michigan-based construction company working in Alaska that's offered to helicopter Sandbar Mitchell off the river. No one died in the 1969 crash landing, but on Thursday, a memorial plaque was placed at the site. Trainer says the marker honors the plane and people connected to its story.
The owner of the B-25, Edgar Thurlswood, and the pilot of that airplane at the time of the crash, which is Herm Gallagher, and their families, both the Thurlswood family and the Gallagher family, have been huge supporters of our effort to recover this B-25 and have it flying again.
Trainer believes Sandbar Mitchell is more than a hunk of metal.
We're talking about an airplane with what we say has a soul and a spirit, all right, has sat there alone for 44 years, in fact injured, after some people have come by and hacked off some pieces off of it. And we are now there to rescue her after she has been in a remote location, bring her back to life.
Trainer and Mahalik pledge that if they can get Sandbar Mitchell restored, they'll fly it back to Fairbanks for a visit and offer rides. It may take a while. The old plane's center section will be lifted off its longtime resting spot in the Tanana River sometime in early July and then trucked to a hangar in Michigan for what's estimated to be a 15-year, up to $1 million restoration. The plane will be the centerpiece of a nonprofit Warbirds Museum recently founded by Mahalik. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.